You're listening to SBS News.
As an election draws near, opposition leader Anthony Albanese takes aim on issues that have dominated the summer, the surge in Omicron paired with a shortage of rapid antigen tests.
I say this to the government. If they're saying to Australians that they're not worth a few dollars to get a rapid antigen test, then they are kidding themselves.
While Labor pushes a pledge of free rapid antigen tests for all Australians, it's still unable to say how much that would potentially cost. As the government concedes frustrations are running high, today the first news poll of the year. Labor's primary vote increasing to 41%, the coalition's falling by 2 to 34. In the two-party preferred category, the coalition trails the opposition 44 to 56. It's the worst result since September 2018 following the leadership coup. Scott Morrison also losing gains as the preferred Prime Minister, just slightly ahead of Anthony Albanese, though the coalition is looking to the past for some comfort. Here's Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
Many political obituaries were written ahead of the 2019 election and many false prophecies were made by those in the media, dare I say it, and our political opponents, and they turned out to be wrong.
The poll also shows a majority of voters see Labor as the better party to lead the nation out of the pandemic, but opinion polls have been wrong before. Labor's health spokesperson Mark Butler says Labor is focusing on Election Day.
The only poll ultimately that counts is Election Day. But I will say this, Australians are getting sick of a Prime Minister who never takes responsibility, who never listens to expert advice, and always goes missing in action in the middle of a crisis.
The Treasurer says that the election is still some time away.
There is still a number of months to the next election, and the Australian people will make their decision then and there after what will be no doubt a hard-fought campaign.
On Tuesday, Scott Morrison will reset the agenda after a summer marred by the spread of the coronavirus variant Omicron. He'll deliver a major speech at the National Press Club in Canberra and also announce an extra $209 million boost for aged care workers. Two cash payments of up to $400 each will be paid to aged care workers in government-subsidised home care and staff in aged care settings providing direct care, food or cleaning services in government-subsidised residential care. The first payment would be made in February, with the second to come by early May. It comes after mounting pressure over the COVID crisis in aged care and the furloughing of staff. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.